Mesechta Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Vav, four lines from the top of Daf Samach Vav and Aleph at the new Mishnah, and the Mishnah continues with the 12th of the 18th of the Chivis Gilah that were previously mentioned in the Mishnah, Daf Nun Gimel and Aleph, and the Mishnah tells us, HaMechal Shabbos, B'dav Shechirav Nal Zdeine Karis, Val Shigas Echatos, that if someone's Mechal Shabbos and does any of the Melachis of Shabbos, where if he did it B'mezid without a straw, he'd be Chayiv Karis, and if he did it B'shoge, he'd be Chayiv Echatos, then if he performs that Melacha B'mezid with Edim and straw, then he'd be chayiv skila. And the Gemara begins by the fact that our Mishnah stated that the only time that he chayiv skila is only davar shechirav nal zdeine karis val shigas echatos. So mechlal the ikamidi the chul shabbos habe ve'in chirovin loyal shigas echatos v'loyal zdeine karis. And it's muchach from a Mishnah that there is a potential that someone will be oivan isa derais of chul shabbos, and even so he will not be chayiv to bring echatos if he did so b'shoigeg, and he won't be chayiv karis if he did so b'mezer without edim. And the Gemara asks, mahi that. What would that malacha be? As we know that Lama test malachais, and all Lama test malachais, it would seem that Yechayiv Karis, if you did so b'mezid, and Yechayiv Karbin, if you did so b'shoigeg. And the Gemara answers, Tchumen v'alibid Rabbi Kiva, that it's talking about Tchumen, according to the Shita Rabbi Kiva, who holds that the Issa to walk 2,000 amos outside of a city on Shabbos is an Issa deraisa, but even though it's an Issa deraisa, is not one of Lama test malachais, and if you did so b'shoigeg, you won't be Chayiv Karis, and if you did so b'mezid, without Edim, then you would not be Chayiv Karis, and Mimela, if you did so with Edim and with Hasra, you would not be Chayiv Skila either. And Ayin Rashi, Diavlahu Mikroi B'Mesech Nesaita, that the Shita Rabbi Kiva is brought in Mesech Nesaita, and we know that others hold that Chumen is only Drabbanon. The Gemara continues that we don't have to say that our Mishnah is going specifically like Rabbi Kiva, as Havar V'alibid Rabbi Yisi, that our Mishnah could also be going like Rabbi Yisi, as the Gemara brought on Daf Samach Bezum Aleph, the Machlek is between Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Nosson, as Rabbi Nosson holds that when the states, and Rabbi Yisi holds that it's lav yotzeis, and if someone is ivan the isav havar on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yisi, they would only receive a lav, and there would not be a chiv of karis, and there would not be a chiv to bring a carbon if he did so b'shoigeg, and similarly he would not be chayiv skila if he did so b'mezid v'asra. And Ayin Rashi, who's bothered that how do we know that lefir Rabbi Kiva, if someone is ivan tchumen, he would not be chayiv karis, and zok Rashi Rabbi Kiva moedu nami b'tchumen de'en chayov alam Chorus, the Tanan, and as we learned in the Mishnah, Mesech the Shabbos, Ovis Melachis, Mem Chos Achas, Vloy Polag Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva was not Chaylik, and Rabbi Kiva didn't say that there are actually 40 Melachis, and clearly we see that Rabbi Kiva holds that although it is Issa Duraisa of Tumen, but that's not included in the Lamates Melachis, Legabi the Yisurim of Chorus, and the potential to bring more Kabanais if he did so Bejoigig. And it's important to note that although we just stated that according to Rabbi Kiva, Tumen is Duraisa, and others are Chaylik and hold Tumen is Drabbanon, however, there's a famous shita that's brought into Yerushalmi that states that although the Fidat Hanayim that a Chilik Rabbi Kiva, Tchumen of 2,000 Ames is certainly Drabbanon. However, the Yerushalmi explains that all agree that Tchumen of 3 Pasa or 12 mil is certainly Duraisa. And Ayin Duran, who brings a Rai from our Gemara, that the Bavli is Chilik on the Yerushalmi, and Duran states, Mehocha Sheminon, She'in Tchumen Atariel Dirich Hacham Klal, Va'afilu Tchumen Shal Shalosh Pasois, Va'afil Pisha Yerushalmi Omri Shetchum Shalosh Pasois, Tchumen Duraisa, Mekom Mokom. As why would our Gemara state that our Mishnah is going like a Bekiva? Look, but Tchumen Shal Shalosh Pasois Kedirah Kol Ayin Sham. And finally, before we begin the next Mishnah, let us see Rashi in the Mishnah. And Rashi states, "Hamachal Shabbos Dechoshev Leitanam Binisgolin Kegoyin Shechilu B'Malacha Gemura Shechiyov Anzdayin Kars V'Shigas Echatas Kegoyin Dov Sheish B'Maisa U'Malachas Bachshavas V'Loi Mesasek." And Rashi specifically tells us this B'Negei Hilchos Shabbos that the only way you're going to be Chayiv is only if you do a Maisa and it's a Malachas Machsheves and you would not Misasek. And our Mishnah is also teaching us that if you're doing something which is not a Maisa or you didn't do a Malachas Machsheves or you Misasek, then you would not be Chayiv. And keep in mind that many times when the Gemara asks these questions, the Gemara doesn't only speak about Chumen Alibid Rabbi Kiva and Avera Alibid Rabbi Yisi, but the Gemara speaks about Mechamer, as Mechamer is also not a full-fledged Malacha and it's only a Lav. And we continue with the next Mishnah, which will discuss the 13th of the 18th Chiyuvei Skila, as the Mishnah states, Hamikal Avi Imo Yeina Chayiv Ad Shikalim B'Shem, that if one curses their father or mother, then they will not be Chayiv unless they use the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, referring to Yud Kei Vav Kei or the Lashon Adnis. However, Kilom B'Kinoi Ramei Mechayiv Chom Petrin, Ramei hold that even if you curse them with the Kinoi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which as Rashi defines, refers to Shakai Tzavaka Yitzchanan and Racham, then you'd still be Chayiv, the Chom Petrin, and the Chom say that they would Potter. But certainly that would would be asa, and you'd be chayim malchus, just like when someone curses a regular Yisrael. And the Gemara begins, man chachamim, when the Mishnah stated that if someone curses their parents, bikinui, that they would be patah, the Gemara asks, who is the chachamim? And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yisi, who is going like the Shita Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yisi, the Tanya, as we learned in Braisa, Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yisi Omer, that the Pasuk in Pashas Emor states, v'nekiv shem Hashem, mois yumas, ragoy mirgum ubay kola edo, kager ke'ezach, b'nokvu shem yumas, and matam aloy meshem, and as Rashi states, that the Pasuk should have stated, b'nokvu yumas, and it didn't have to say the word shame, as the Pasuk began, v'nekiv shem Hashem, mois yumas, and already mentioned that you have to use the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the only way that someone does Megadev and Mekalos Hashem is going to be Chayiv is only if the Mevarech is Hashem with Yud Kei Vav Kei or Lashin Adnes. Therefore, as Rashi states, Im Inin Inin Loi, Doksiv V'Nekiv Shem, Tnei Inin Lo Mekal Av V'Imoi. And as Rav Menachem Rabbi Yisi continues, Liman Al Mekal Av V'Imoi, She'in Chayiv Ad Sheikalim B'Shem, that the only way that someone will be Chayiv, they curse their father or mother, is only if they use the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Yud Kei Vav Kei or Lashin Adnes. And Rashi points out that previously on Daf Nun Vav Amin Aleph, we already learned the Limud from the Lashin of this Pasuk, Ad Sheivarech Shem B'Shem, that the only way you're going to be Chayiv is only if you curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu by saying Yaku Yosi Yosi. And Rashi explains that Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yisi doesn't hold like that Shita, and he holds that even if you Mekal Hashem by saying Yaku Yosi, that one would still be Chayiv, and therefore there's an extra word of shame, and we're able to use it to teach us a din, but again, Mekal Avi Imai. And keep in mind that Rameh that stated in Mishnah that even if you Mekal Bekinoi, you would be Chayiv, it is because he learned, like the Gemara and Daf Nun Vav Amin Alef, that the extra Lashon of Benokvi Shem Yumas teaches us that you're not Chayiv at Sheivarech Shem B'Shem, and therefore he doesn't have this extra limud in order to teach us that the only way that you're going to be Chayiv if you curse your father or mother is only if you use the shame of Yudkei Vavkei or the shame of Adnos. And Ayin Iran that learns our Gemara a bit differently than Rashi, and he explains that Afagav the Kral Loi Mishtoi El Ben Megadev, and is not referring to Mekala of V'Imoi, Mekal Mokam, Mekim Shesamach HaKosav, Nekiv Hashem Eitzel Misa, Obolu Lamed, Al Klalu Matsum V'Inin Hashem, She'in Chayuvim El Ben Nekiv Hashem, Ayin Shom. And the Gemara continues, Tanar Banan, that we learned in the Braisa, and as Taisus points out, generally when the Torah tells us in Issa, we know we're not mafchin bein ish l'isha. However, where the Torah specifies the Lashon Ish, then it's mashma ish l'isha, and therefore our Gemara starts, and when the Pasuk in Pashas Kedoshim b'negei mekal aviv states, ki ish ish ashi kalas aves imay mois yumas avi imay kilo dama bai. So the Braisa states ish, that the Torah could have just written ish, matay meloim ish ish, and why the Torah uses a double Lashon of ish ish. And the Braisa explains that if the Torah would just write ish, we would think ish v'lo isha, and therefore the Torah states ish ish, l'rabbis bas tumtum v'adrenis, and it's coming to include that even if a daughter curses their parent, or a tumtum or an adrenis curses their father or their mother, they would be chai misa as well. And Ayin Taisus points out that since it says ish ish, so since it says a beis dimni, emir achamir el l'rabbis, and Ayin Duran that points out that when our Gemara says that the word ish ish is coming l'rabbis, Bas as well as Tumtum Vadrignis, Zokturan, Vahodashin Hocher Bas Tumtum Vadrignis, Sirch Baalmanikinu, Veloimishum the Srihu Kulu, and certainly we don't have to learn a limud for all of them. The Vade Mikiv and Shaben Vabas Chayovin, Pshita the Tumtum Vadrignis Chayovin, being Shehei Benoi Bas, Behainu the Nafki Kulu Meish, Veloima Binulu Midrasha Chini, and that's why we're able to learn everything from one word on the word Ish, and we don't need another Drasha in order to teach us Tumtum Vadrignis. The Braisa continues that the Pasuk states as she calls of this. Imai curses his father and his mother. The Braisa points out, that one may think that the only time you chayiv is only if you curse both your father and your mother. That how do you know if one curses their father and not their mother, or their mother and not their father, that it would also be chayiv skila? And as Rashi explains, that since at the beginning of the pasuk used lashon klala next to the father, as the pasuk says ki ish ish ashi kalas of v'isimai, and then at the end of the pasuk states of v'imei kilal. So the lashon of kilal is right next to imai. So therefore, we see that it doesn't make a difference if you curse your father or you curse your mother; you would still be chayiv misa. In order to be chayiv skila, there is no requirement to curse both your father and your mother. However, the Braisa continues. Rabbi Yenison imai. Rabbi Yenison states mashma shneim keechad umashma echad b'fnei atzmai at shiyifrach hakasuv yachdav. That since the pasuk in Pashki seitzei b'negei aklayim states leisachri b'shar v'chamor, and then it states yachdav. So we see that if the pasuk would not say the word yachdav, then the din would be that's asal lachri b'shalav v'adoy uv'chamol v'adoy. Therefore, we see that any time the Torah uses lashon va, Vav, it doesn't necessarily mean end, and it could mean or. Therefore, just by the fact that the Torah stated ki ish ish ashir kalas of ves imay, so we already know that if one cursed their father or their mother, they would be chayiv skila. And as Rashi points out, so why is the end of the pasuk state of v'imay kilal? And that pehei on beis, Rabbi Yenison will teach us that when the pasuk states of v'imay kilal, it's teaching us l'rabbis to the makal achamisa, that even if someone curses the parent after they die, they're still going to be chayiv. And the Brisa continues that the pasuk states mois yumas, and we learn out that it's referring to skila. And the Gemara asks, ato im beskila in el ba'achas becomes samuris b'teria, that how do we know this specifically talk about skila and not any of the other misais? And the Gemara explains nemakan dam abay v'nemal alon d'meim bam, that since b'negei mekal of v'imay, the pasuk states mois yumas of v'imay kilel dam abay, and b'negei oiv v'yedaini, the pasuk also uses lashon of d'meim bam, as the pasuk states v'isha isha ki yibam oiv v'yedaini mois yumasu be'evin yirgum oisam d'meim bam, and mal alon beskila, and just like b'negei oiv v'yedaini, the pasuk states b'furish be'evin yirgum oisam, which is skila afkam beskila, and therefore any time the Torah uses lashon dam abay is referring to skila. And the Gemara now continues that we know there's a klal ein unshin elim kimazirin, and therefore the Gemara is in the shemanu that from this pasuk and pasuk gedoshim we learn the din of skila and we learn the einish for someone that curses their father or their mother. However, azora minayin, where do we see azora in the Torah? The Gemara explains Talmud Leimer, the pasuk mishpatim states alikhim leisakalo v'nasi ba'amcha leisar, and the pasuk tells us that it's also to curse a dayin and it's also also to curse a king. And therefore, the Gemara explains that if a person's father is a dayin, then he's included in the pasuk of alehim leisakalo v'moyah of nasi. And if his father is the king or the abezin, hariyu b'chlav v'nasi ba'am chaleisar, he's already included in the pasuk of nasi ba'am chaleisar. Einu leidayin b'lei nasi minayin. And how do you know if your father is not a nasi or a dayin, then it's still also to curse him? So amrit hariyat adon binyan av mishneim, that we learned is based on a binyan av, since the Torah tells us that it's also to curse either a dayin or a nasi. And as the Gemara explains, lo ri nasi kri dayin, v'lo ri dayin kri nasi, that the reason why it's also to curse a nasi, and the reason why it's also to curse a dayin, not based on the same reason. And as the Gemara explains, lo ri dayin kri nasi, shrei dayin ata mitzuvah al rasai, as one is mitzuvah to listen to the psak of a dayin, b'negei adinei Torah, and if one doesn't do so, then potentially he could be chayim misa. And that is not the same reason as ri nasi, shi ata mitzuvah al rasai, as if a melech says something based on a psak halacha, then you're not mechuyu to listen to him. Similarly, v'lo ri nasi kri dayin, sha nasi ata mitzuvah al rasai, kri dayin, shi ata mitzuvah al rasai, that certainly based on a pasuk in Yeshua, we know that if one is Meir B'Malchus, they would be Chai Misa. And as Rashi brings down from the last pasuk in the first parak in Yeshua, that the pasuk stays, Kol Isha Sheyamer Espicha, V'le Yishma Estavurecha, L'chol Shesavenu Yumas, Rach Chazak V'Emotz. And we know that this din doesn't apply to a dayin, and if a dayin makes a ruling that's not based on a psak halacha, then if someone doesn't listen to that, then not Chai Misa. Therefore, neither of these reasons could be the reason why it'd be us if someone to curse a Nasi or curse a dayin. At Sada Shavish Bem Shehim Me'amcha Va'atam Muzal Kolosan, and Afani Avi Avicha She Ba'amcha Va'atam Muzal Kolosai. At Sada Shav is that both the Nasi and a dayin are Oisim Meisa Amcha, as the pasuk states V'Nasi Ba'amcha Leisar, and therefore it is an issa to curse them. And the same would apply to your father, that if he's Oisim Meisa Amcha, there will be also to curse him. And as Rashi points out, that our Gemara is speaking about a father or mother, but in a Chinami this would also apply if you curse anyone that's part of Klal Yisrael. And as long as the Issa Ma'isa Amcha, there will be Issa to curse them. However, although it is an Azara B'negeya to cursing anyone in Klal Yisrael, but the Ma'isa the Oinash HaMisa is only stated B'negeya of Ben Imai. Ayn Rashi, Dibu Ma'asal B'nin Ab Mishneim, De Mechad Minay Oloi Asya, De Ikla Mifrach Ma'al Dayin Shekinat Mitzuvah, V'chai Misa Al Hirasai. And as the Pasuk and Pasha Shevetim states, V'shemat Lasiz Kechol Asher Yerucha, and then the Pasuk states, V'ish Asher Yas Bezadin Levut Shmoy Al Akrino, Imi Lashar Yisham Es Hashem Al Kecha, Oy Al Ashefet, U'meisa Hishahu V'at As we already explained, of Nasi Ikla Mifrach, Shekin Atu Chai Misa Alam Rasa, Yishloi Limra, Bitzivu Yilohamri Sis Piv, Shedam Bi Yeshua, Kol Isha Shiyam Respicha, etc. However, the Gemara continued that you can't learn from the Tzadah Shava, as Ma'al Tzadah Shava Shben, Shekin Gedu Lassan Garmelen, that potentially we could explain that the reason why it's also to curse them is because of the Gedula, as one is a Nasi and one is a Dayin. However, maybe this issue would not apply to someone's father or to anyone else that's part of Klal Yisrael, that's not a Nasi or a Dayin. So the Gemara explains, so the pasuk and pashas kedushim tells us leisikal chirish v'lefnei iva leisitam michshal v'yoresim alakecha ani Hashem, and the Torah also teaches us that it's also to curse a deaf person. person, b'mlon shba'amcha akasu b'daber, and we see that the Torah also tells us that it's also to curse someone that's on a weaker and a lower status, and therefore we see that this issa is not based on gedula, as we see the Torah even says that it's even also to curse someone that's on a lower status, and therefore certainly it should be also to curse a father or anyone that's part of Klal Yisrael. And as the Gemara continues to explain, and l'maisa, you will ask me that you can't learn from a cherish either, as maybe the reason why the Torah says it's also to curse a cherish because he's in such a low level that one may take advantage of him and may curse him. As Rashi says, "Mitechshu shafel his alav akasa shleit to bazel uvleit to tzaro mipreish nesim tzuras alibay umeitze al shiflasai." Therefore, maybe it only applies to a cherish. However, the Gemara explains that that can't be the reason, as nasi v'dayin yichichu, as nasi and dayin are not on a low level and it's still also to curse them, and therefore the chayr we should learn that the Torah is teaching us that it's not only also to curse a nasi and a dayin, and it's not only also to curse a cheresh, but it's also to curse your father or mother, and it's also to curse anyone that's part of Klal Yisrael. If you will ask, ma'al nasi v'dayin sheken gedul also garmohen, however cheresh yichiach v'chazadin loy rizek rizeh loy rizek rizeh hatzah shavsh ben shehim ba'amcha ba'atu muzal kolosan. And as we explain, afani avi avicha sheba'amcha ba'atu muzal kolosai, therefore we should be able to learn that it's an azara not to curse your father or your mother or anyone that's part of Klal Yisrael and is oisim maisa amcha. However, once again, the Gemara states that you can't learn from this mamatzinu malat tzad hashavsh ben shekein meshunin, as lemaisa is something unique about a dayin as well as a nasi as well as a cheresh, and therefore we may think that the Torah states that it's specifically also to curse them, but it wouldn't be also to curse your father or curse anyone else that's part of Klal Yisrael. And ayin rashi shekein meshunin misha bnei adam elu lamlalos ve'elu l'gdula v'kaimelam b'shchutus kulin kol matzah pachinin kaldu. And chagoyin, and just like in our scenario, shekein meshunin de'inin tzad chama, as that is not really a tzad chama, the itzad chama parach la perchi, as if it's only based on it being a tzad chama, that would not be a val percha. The aviv nami is be tzad chama, as even a person's father there is a tzad chama shehukish kveid l'chveid amakim, as we know when makish is kaved to the kaved of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore certainly it should be also to curse him. But the ma'isa, since the only way that we can learn it is through a tzad shava, so we cannot go off a tzad shava with a very easy percha. Finally, the Gemara explains, elim kein nichtav kra oyalehim v'cheresh oy nasi v'cheresh. If the Torah wanted to only teach us shekein meshunin and only those that are unique, then the Torah could have just written elehim and cheresh or nasi and cheresh, as in this way we would learn both sides of the spectrum and we wouldn't have to say all three elehim lamli. And why does the Torah also say elehim, or why does the Torah also say nasi? And therefore it's extra. And Einachinami, the limud is not based on the mamatzino, but the limud is based on the extra pasuk. And now we see that it's azara that a person can't curse his father or his mother, and a person can't curse anyone that's part of Klal Yisrael and is oisa maisa amcha. However, the Gemara now is hanich l'man da'am elohim chol, that this is a valid makar according to the man da'am that learns when the pasuk says elohim leisa kalal is not referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and is referring to a dayin. However, el l'man da'am akredish ma'ik l'meima, but according to the man da'am that states that we should read the pasuk elohim leisa kalal, and this pasuk is actually an azara for the one that's mevarach Hashem. And if so, we wouldn't be able to learn the din of nasi from the din of mevarach Hashem, as certainly we could say that although it's also to curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but maybe it's not also to curse a nasi, and therefore l'chayr, this word is not extra. The Gemara now brings this machlekes as the Tanya we learned to the Braisa, Elohim Chol, Div Rabbi Shmuel, that Rabbi Shmuel learned that the word Elohim refers to a dayin, however, Bekiva Ima, Elohim Kodesh, that the word Elohim refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Bitanya, and we also see that Rabbi Lezben Yaakov agrees to Rabbi Kiva, as Rabbi Lezben Yaakov Ima, Azar L'mvarach Hashem Inayin, Tamalema, Elohim Leisakalel, however, the Gemara responds that Lamanda Om Elohim Chol, Gama Kodesh Michal, that certainly according to Rabbi Shmuel, there has to be a pasuk that teaches us an azara for mevarach Hashem, or someone that cursed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It must be that he learns azara and he learns kodesh v'mchol, and just like it's also to curse a dayin or curse a nasi, so certainly it's also to curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Similarly, lemanda amal kim kodesh, according to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezber Rabbi Yaakov, that the lashon kim refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gamrin and chol kodesh, we would be able to learn the din of a dayin from the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rashi points out v'kasalka daitach b'mametzinu gamar, and right now the Gemara's havmina is that we would learn this based on the mametzinu. Therefore, the Gemara continues in Es, Bishleim Lamanda Amal Lehim Chol, Gama Kredish Michal, that certainly we could understand that this is for to use a Mametzino and learn Kredish Michal, Lamanda Amal Lehim Kredish, Gama Chol Mekredish, but Dilma a Kredish Azar, a Chol Loy Azar, that maybe the Torah was Mazar us not to curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but who said that we would extend this Issa and it would also be asa to curse a dayan? The Gemara answers that in a chanami, according to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezben B'Yakov, they are not learning chov ben kodesh from a mamatzino, but they're learning it based on exeris hakasev, as im kein lichta kro loy seikal, as if the Torah is only referring to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So the Torah should just state that it's asa to shame Hakadosh Baruch Hu, which would teach us that it's asa to curse Hakadosh Baruch Hu. We continue on daf samach vav beis my loy sekalel, and why the Torah use an extra lamed the shema minor tati? So it must be the Torah is telling us that just like it's also to curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's also also to curse a Dayan. And even though the Pashas of Pasuk is referring to Lashon Kodesh, but we also use the Lashon Alehim as Lashon Chol, and it's also referring to a Dayan. And once we see that the Torah tells us that it's also to curse a Dayan as well as a Nasi, as well as a Chirish, so in Lugufa, Tneu in Laviv, we're able to learn that the Azara also applies to one's father, their mother, or anyone that's part of Klal Yisrael, that is Oysim Maisa Amcha, as we previously learned. And Ayin Rashi at the top of the Amid, Leisa Kalal, Shtei Klalis B'mashma, Velehim Nami, Bezal Shainis Yeshbai, Hilkach Leisa Kalal, Dashin and Tavayu, as we explained. And keep in mind that we have explained the Gemara based on its Pashtas, and when the Gemara refers to Aviv, it's not only referring to a person's father, but it's referring to anyone that's part of Klal Yisrael, that is Oysim Maisa Amcha. And Ayin Taisis, Dandav Samach Vavim Bez, that actually says we would have to learn this from Imam Mitzino as well, as Makal Chaver, Garmin, and Oyme Av Nasi, Oyme Av Cheresh, the Lek Lemifer Shekim Mishunim, the Aviv Ein Mishuna, Afagad the Perk Shu Seidim, Mashma, the Mecheresh Luchude Gamerla, Ayin Sham, Ayin the Adramash, King Dulosin Gormelhen, King Dulosin Shepasikla Mokim, Kneged Shabne Odom, Gormelhen Hazal Kolosan, Tonva Vichosh Le Pasikla Mokim Gedulo, Kneged Shabne Odom, Sheinon Bonov, the Adramash also states, in Lagufa Tne in Aviv, Klima Kivin the Kos of Chad Yisira, the Loyamin and Loychai Rachmana, Elo Ibimish Mishun Begdulo, Ibimish Mishun Bishifle, Shadar Hakos of Lurachim Alav, Elamin Shaparkal Hakos of Bimishu Godal Mishu Shafel, the Kari Yisira, Lulamid Al Kulon, which seems to include all of the Imai as well as any person in Klai Yisrael. Finally, Yad Rama states, Im Kin Lichta Kroloi Sekel, the Hain Lush and Koloin, Vare Kolmine Kolin Bechlal, including cursing Akadish Baruchu, Ayin Shon. And we continue with the new Mishnah, and the Mishnah discusses the 14th of the 18th Skolin, Habal Naim Rasa, and if someone is Mizana with a Naim Rasa, where they're both going to be Chaya Skila, in a Chayiv Ajte Naira Besula Mu Rasa, Vehibe Besavia, that the only way that it'd be Chayiv Skila is only if she's a Naira, she's also a Besula, she's also only Mu Rasas, and she is still Besavia. And the Mishnah continues, Bola Shnayim, Harishim Beskila, Vashini Bechanek, if two people were Mizana with her while she was a Naim Rasa, even if the first person was Mizana with her, Shalei Kedaka, and therefore she's still a Besula, even so, only the first one will be Chayiv Skila, and the second one will be Chayiv Chenek. And before we begin the Gemara, let us define what a Naira is, as Rashi states at the beginning of the Gemara, Naira Mishistavi Shtei Sairis Ad Shiyar B'Shochal Lavan Ve'im Be'in Nairis Lebagris El Vav Chadoshim Bovad. And let's see Rashi in the Mishnah, that when the Mishnah stated Ad Shtei Naira, so Rashi explained that not only is the Mishnah teaching us that if she would be a Begeres, then you'd be Chayiv Chenek, but the Mishnah is also teaching us that if one's father was Mekadesh Ektana, then if someone was Mizana with her while she's a Ktana, that's Mureses, that that person would not be Chayiv Skila. And as Rashi says, Avaktana Shekitcha Avia Bola Bekatnusa Ein Beskila. However, Plukta Tanoi, as we will see in our Gemara, it is going to be Machlekes Tanoim Ikelamandam Mechenek, that one mandam holds, although he would not be Chayiv Skila, but this man would still be Chayiv Chenek, as if he was Mizana with a regular Ishish, the Ikelamandam Patlagamri, and one mandam will hold that since the Ktana will not be Chayiv Misa, as she's not a Bar Inshin, therefore the man that's Mizana with her would not be Chayiv Misa either. And Rashi continues, when the Mishnah teaches Besula, it's coming Lafuke Abu'ula, and when the Mishnah states Murasa, Veloy Nesua, but now she's married, Vafilu Nichlisu Chuppa Veloy Nivla, and the Mishnah's Chiddush is that even if she had Chuppa, but they did not yet consummate the marriage, and therefore she's still a Besula, the Karina Ba Besula, Miu, like Karina Be Murasa. Finally, when the Mishnah states Vihiv Be Sevilla, Mu'ute Masra Av, Lishluche Abal, Vizinsu Bederech, that even though she did not yet have Chuppa, and she's not yet Nesua, and she's still a Mureses, and she's still a Besula, that even so, they would not be Chayiv Skila, and they would be Chayiv Chenek. And Rashi explains that when the Gemara states, Harisha Beskila, the Mishkevei Ishaksiv, as even though he was Borla Shalei Kedaka, but the Pasuk includes that any time there's someone's Mizana with a woman, it doesn't make a difference if it's Kedaka or Shalei Kedaka, and you're going to be Chayiv Misa, and Basheni Bechenek, that even though they didn't have Bia Kedaka, but she still has the status of Be'ula, Vastama Rebbe, the Amma Shalei Kedaka, Nafgle Mechla Besula, as we will see later. And our Gemara begins, Tanarabana, we learned in the Braisa, that a pasuk and pasuk states ki yin nair besulim or rasul ish and mitzah ish ba'ir v'shachi v'ma. The Brisa teaches us nair v'loy begeres besula v'loy beula murasa v'loy nesua. And the Brisa continues and dashes a term that the pasuk uses b'negei mitzah shemra, which is discussing when a husband comes to bezin and he's mitzah shemra on his wife that she was mizana while she was nair murasa. And the pasuk tells us v'yitzu a nair pesach be'saviyah v'suklu and she'ir ba'bonim v'mesa ki asin v'lo b'yisrael lizneis be'saviyah will be atar. And therefore, the Brisa teaches us that since the pasuk says "Beis Aviyah," so we dash in prat l'shemusa av l'shluchi abal, as Rashi already explained in the Mishnah. And the Gemara continues: Om Rabbi Yehuda Am Rav. Rabbi Yehuda explains in the name of Rav Zudiv Rav Meir that our Mishnah is going like Rav Meir that holds that the din of Nair Marasa only applies to Naira and doesn't apply to a Begeres and doesn't apply to a Ktana. However, Av Chacham Imrim Naira Afilu Ktana B'Mashma, that when the pasuk tells us Naira is only coming to exclude a Begeres, but it's not coming to exclude the Ktana, as the pasuk means to tell us that as long as she's still a Naira, then she'll be Chayav Skila, and even if she'll be a Ktana. And let us continue with the Gemara, and then we'll get back and explain where we find this machlekes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. And the Gemara now asks, Amli Rav Acham Yedifta Ravina, Rav Acham Yedifta Yis Ravina, Mimayda Masis Rav Meir Hilumuti Ktana Nami, and how do we know when our Mishnah stated Ashti Naira, that it's going specifically like Rav Meir, and it means to exclude a Begeris as well as a Ktana, Dilma Rav as possibly the Mishnah could also be going like Rabbanon, and the Mishnah means to state Achtei Naira, but not a Begeris, but in a Chinami, as long as she's a Naira or a Ktana, they would still be Chayav Skila. And the Gemara tells us, Amaleis, Ravina responded to Rav Achmei Diftei, Hay in a Chayav Achtei Naira Besulim Urasa, that why would the Mishnah use the term that you're not going to be Chayav until you're Naira Besulim Urasa, in a Chayav El Al Naira Besulim Urasa Mibayle, Lechari, if the Mishnah is going like Rabbanon, the Mishnah should have stated that one is not chayiv skila unless the mezana within nair besula murasa, and by the fact that the Mishnah used the term ashet hay, so it's mashma that she has to be a naira and she can't be a begeris and she can't be a ktana either. And as Rashi explains, ashet hay naira mashma behed yilmuti ktana hachi mashma ein chayiv bekatnusa ashet tagdel v'tehi naira v'ilmuti begeris l'chudasa hachi boyilil misni ein chayiv el nair besula, etc. And based on this diak of the Mishnah, the Gemara states Visulay Midi, that's clear that our Mishnah is going specifically like Rameya and not like the Chachamim. And where do we find this machlekes between Rameya and the Chachamim? Zok Rashi, that's referring to a case of someone that's Ma'ana Sektana, and the Gemara Mesechtes Ksubis on Dav Choftes brings down a machlekes between Rameya and the Chachamim. And Rameya holds Ktana in Laknas Chamishim Kesef, the Nair Dafka Ksiv Velik Tana, and Hilkach, and therefore similarly Gabi Nair Murasa, Ein Ktana B'mashma, Al Chacham Shenechla V'Amru Yesh Knas B'Makim Mecha, Chokin Love Af. And the Gemara now continues, that certainly, as we just saw, Rameya hold that someone's mezana with a ktana murasa, that they would not be chayav skila. However, Rabbi Yaakov bar Ada asked Rav, what would be the halacha according to Rav? Do we say that Rameya meant to say that if someone's mezana with a ktana that's murasa, then not only would they not be chayav skila, but they wouldn't be chayav mises bezin at all? Or do we say that Rameya just means to say that they would not be chayav skila, but certainly since they were mizana with a woman that's mureses and that's mukudeshes, so therefore she's an eshesish, and this gadol that was bala ktana would be chayav chenek, just like if someone's mizana with a regular eshesish that's not a naim rasa and that's not a ktana? And the Gemara tells us on Malay that Rav responded to Rabbi Yaakov Aidi, mistavro miskilo maitle, that's mistavro, that all the Torah is telling us that the man is not going to be chayiv skila, but certainly he'll be chayiv chenek. And l'chayiv, the svara seems to be that just like we stated on Mishnah, that if a woman is not a besula or was masra av l'shluchi abal, and then someone was mizana with her, that certainly that person would not be patur l'gamri, and certainly it'll be chayiv chenek. So the same din would apply if someone was mizana with a tana. However, the Gemara continues: Rabbi Yaakov bar Ada yes rav v'aksiv, but the pasuk states umesu gam shneim, that since the pasuk in Pashkei Seitzei, when it discusses someone that's mizana with an eshes ish, states ki matzi ish sheikhiv im isha bulas bal umesu gam shneim isha sheikhiv im isha v'isha bi'akara miyisrael, and therefore we should learn ad shiyu shneim shavin, that both the ish and isha have to both be chayim misa. And since in our case a ktana is not yet a bar inchin and is not a chayim misa, so then even though the gadol was mizana with her, this gadol should not be chayim misa, and therefore yusvar doesn't apply, as in a case where someone's mizana with a ktana is very different than a case where a person's mizana with a gdoila or with a naira that's a Geula or that was given over L'shluchei Abal. And the Gemara states, Shasa Grav, that Rav kept quiet. And as we'll see in a moment, this shtika was Kaidah, and Rav was Maida to Rav Yaakov Ba'ada. And we will get back to this point in a moment. And the Gemara continues, Amar Shmuel, that Shmuel stated, my time is Shasa Grav, that why is it that Rav kept quiet, v'nei Malei, and why didn't he respond to him? That is also a pasuk in Pashkei Seisei that states, Vim Basada Yimotzer Ish Asanari Hamurasa, V'hechzik Ba Ish V'shachav Yima, U'mesa Ish Ashashachav Yima Levadai. And as Rashi explains, this pasuk is referring to an Arusa, and Lomli, and why the pasuk have to say, U'mesa Ish Ashashachav Yima Levadai, Ilem Lemuta Lidida, Habhedik Sivil Lanari Leisasadova, we already know that she won't be Chai Misa, El Lahavi Es Habalak Tana Medaita, and this pasuk is coming to teach us that if someone is Mizana with a Tana, and she had Das, and she was Baratzen, Avagav the Ptor Dida, La Mishum Oinus, El Mishum Katnas, and the Torah is teaching us that even though her Ptor is not because she was an Oinus, but because she was a Tana, as the Eilabas Inshin Lagamri, but Eil Miu Mechayiv, but the Boyle who is a Godol would be Chayim Misa, this would have been a way that Rav could have responded to Rabbi Yaakov Ba'ada. Now that we saw this memory of Shmuel, so let us see the Ritva Mistach Bab Metzion, Daf Samach Tes, who points out, Klima Shasik Rav, and Pleish Loi Matzah Shuva, that when Rav was quiet, it was because he was made to the Shaila, and he didn't find the Teretz. V'hachim Muchach Mehodar Minon, Omer of Sheshes, my time is Shasik Rav, Loi Shmilei Hadutanya, which is similar to our memory of Shmuel, the Alma Loi Shasik Rav, and Pleish Loi Kashas Ludvayim, El and Pleish Loi Matzah Shuva, V'hachim Misparish, Hailishna, Bechol Duchtu Mistama, Uchach Sivna, V'parakam Nesuka, Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues that this point that the Gemara just made is Ketanoi, is actually a Machlekes Tanoim, as the Pasuk stated, Umesu Gam Shneim, and the Gemara explains, Achi Ushneim Shavin de Rabbi Yeshia. The Rabbi Yeshia learns that the only way that both parties will be Chai Misa is only if they're both Bnei Oinshin, but if she is a Ketana, or if he is a Katan, then the other party would not be Chai Misa. And of course, this is like the Shita of Rabbi Yaakov Ba'ada. However, Rabbi Yenisin Oimer, Umesa Isha Shashachav Imo Levadai, and he learns, like Shmuel, that even if the girl is a Ketana, that the man that's a Gadol would still be Chai Misa. And the Gemara now continues in Es on Rabbi Yenisin, V'idach, Ahi Umesu Gam Shneim, my Darsh Bei, what does he do with the Pasuk that states, Umesu Gam Shneim? And Rav, and Rav explains, L'mute Maisa Chidudim, that this come to him Mayit, then if a man rubs against a woman, and he's Moitzi Zera, that it would not be Chai Misa. And as Rashi brings down, L'mute Maisa Chidudim, Mechadid Mekashe Vori, Bibisar Mimuchot, Duhu Nena, Vihi Einen Nenes, and Lahachi Ksiv Shneim, Shiu Shneim Shavim Nenen, and both of them have to have an Ar. Rashi continues and points out, Umiyu Shalei Kedaka, however, if someone's Mizana Shalei Kedaka, that they would both be Chai Misa, Avagad Hi Einen Nenes, Mishka Vishis, Rabboi Lechiuva, but even so, we learn it based on a pasuk that states, Mishka Ve'isha, and as Rashi Mesechs Kedusha and Daf Tesam Beis tells us, the Ishkas Mishkavish Ladadi, the Chsiv, Mishka Ve'isha, Shtei Mishkavish, and our Gemara continued that has Rabbi Yeshia know that what is not Chai for Maisa Chidudim, and Zakti Gemara Ve'idach, Maisa Chidudim, Lav Klomi, he doesn't require any limud for Maisa Chidudim, as not considered a Maisa's Nus at all, and as Rashi states, Le Itzruch Lemute, and Rashi continues and brings another Gersa, Ve'ikta Gasi, Maisa Hurdis, that's referring to Maisa Hurdish, Shetmina Shevashanan Ridvash, and we know from the Gemara Mesechus Bava Basra that Hurdis was Mizana with one of the grandchildren of the Beis Chash Minoi that was already dead, and he did so for 7 years. And Ayin Taisis also brings both of these Pshatim, and Taisis has a question on both of these Pshatim, as Maisa Chidudim Kosher Perkabal Yavinta Mashma, the Loi Bayikra, that we wouldn't need a Pasuk to teach us Maisa Chidudim, the Perach, as the Gemara over there asks, Pshita, Pritusa Kasrachmana, do you think that the Torah asked Pritus, and certainly they would not be Chai Misa, or Gis Asfarim, Maisa Hodis, Nami Kasha, to whom Mayat Midichsiv, Sheikh Vezera, Pratlam Mishamish Mesa, Ayin and Taisis. And the Yad Ramah also brings down a Pshat of Maisa Hodis, and he explains that we learn this from his Pasuk, as the Pasuk states, Umesu Gam Shneim, the Mashma Achiu Shneim Chayim, Bishas Maisa, Ayin Shom. And Argomer now continues and asks a question of Rabbi Yeshia, Ve'ida Chai Levade Mai Darjbe, and according to Rabbi Yeshia, what does he do with the Pasuk that says, Umesa Isha Shachavim Molavadai? And the Gemara explains, Kiditanya, Rabbi Yeshia learns this pasuk based on the following brisa, as the brisa teaches, "Bo la'asar b'nei adam v'adayni besula kula b'skila," that if 10 people are mizana with a woman and they're all mizana with her shalei kedaka, and therefore she's still a besula, they would all be chayiv skila. However, Rabbi Omer, Rabbi who is the Tanav Mishnah, states that in rishon b'skila the kulam b'chenek, that only the first one would be chayiv skila and the others would be chayiv chenek, as even though she only had be shalei kedaka, we still consider her beula, as we explained in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshia understands that Rebbe learned this based on this pasuk, and as Rashi explains, the gabe skila levadiksev v'kor yaseiru hu lemeuti kai gavna, and this pasuk is coming to be mayit this case, and it's telling us that only the first one receives skila, and the rest will be chayav chenek. The afagat the karina ba besula ein beskila ela echem hem oisah sheshachiv malav adai. The hainu rishon should be yaser haisi yechidus, and there was something unique about his bia, and therefore he is only chayav skila, and the rest will be chayav chenek. And the gemara continues. Tana rabbanan, we learned to the brisa, and we will read the brisa, and then the gemara will explain the brisa as benegeya bas koyin. That's mezana. The pasuk and pashas emor states ubasish koyin kisechel lisnais asavir him chalalos beishti sariv. Rabbi Oimer, when the pasuk states kisechel, it's a lashon of tchila and mechina waimer, and at the pasuk and pashas kisechel states umesa isha shachiv imol uvadoi. And the gemara asks, my comma, that what is Rabbi teaching us? And Amar Rabbi Huna, Rabbi Rabbi Shua, that Rabbi k Rabbi Shmuel spirely, that Rabbi is going like the shita Rabbi Shmuel that we saw on daf nun alpha and beis benegeya bas koyin. The Amar Rusa yatzal lestreifa v'leinisua, that teaches us that the only time that the Torah teaches us that a bas koyin is chayav streifa is only by an arusa bas koyin and not by an nesua. V'hachi kamar, this is how to understand the words of Rabbi in tchilas bia biznus b'streifa v'idach b'chenek, that since the pasuk states kisechel, so Rabbi says tchila, and he learns that the only time that she will be chayav streifa is only if she's a nayar murasa and she never had bia and she's still a besula. However, v'idach b'chenek, but once she's a nesua or she's already a beula, then she will only be chayav chenek and not streifa. And the Gemara is that according to this pshat, my v'chein, that what does Rabbi mean when he stated v'chein u'ime u'mesa isha shashachiv imol v'adoi? And the Gemara explains that this is a perfect dimyon, as Rabbi is teaching us ki hasam, that a bas koyin that's b'sreifa is similar to a naim rasa, and ma hasam b'tchilas bia k'mishtoy kra, and just like b'negei a naim rasa, the pasuk is certainly talking about her first bia, so hachinami b'tchilas bia k'mishtoy kra, and also b'negei a bas koyin, the pasuk is telling us ki seichel, that the only time that she will be chayav streifa is only if it's her first bia. The Gemara now continues with another explanation as to what Rabbi meant in this brisa. As Amalei Rabbi Babaya, and Rabbi Babaya responded to Rav Huna Rabbi Shua that Ma Loi Amahachi, that my Rabbi did not explain this brisa in the same manner as you explained it. Umanu Rabbi Yosef, and who was the Rabbi Rabbi Babaya that he's referring to? He's referring to Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef explained that Rabbi is not going like the Shita Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Krab Meir Sfirle, but Rabbi is going like the Shita Rabbi Meir. The Amah Nisus Leechem and Apsulim Misasu Bechanek. That although Rabbi Meir is chelik on Rabbi Shmuel, and he holds that even a bas koyin that's already married would be chayav streifa if she was mizana. However, that is only if she got married to someone that she's kosher to. But if she got married to someone that she's pasul to, so immediately when she got married, she became a chalola. Therefore, if she would be mizana, then she would be chayav chenek and not streifa. And the hachi kama, and when Rabbi stated that the lashon kisechel is a lashon tchila, he was teaching us in tchilas achalta biznus b'streifa v'idach b'chenek, that the only time that a bas koyin would be chayav streifa is only if her original chilul was through this maisis nus, but not if she was already a chalala prior to that. And if she was already a chalala, for example, she married someone that she was puzzled to, then she would be chayav chenek and not streifa. And the Gemara continues, umay v'chein, and according to the pshat, l'chir, the limud of Rabbi has nothing to do with the nayim rasa, and why would Rabbi state v'chein u'ayme u'mesa isha sheshachiv imol v'adoi? And as Rashi explains, umay v'chein, hachalei kapit al atchilas kilo v'le atchilas bia, v'hasam atchilas bia nami kapit, and why would Rabbi state v'chein u'aymer? And we continue on daf samach zayin min aleph, and the Gemara explains simana ba'alma that in a chenami Rebbe was just giving a simin that just like we find that the special din that applies to Naim Rasa only applies when it's the beginning and prior to her having any bia and while she's still a besula, so the same applies b'negeya bas koyin, that the din that a bas koyin is b'streifa only applies b'tchila and only when it's through this bia that she is becoming a chalala, and prior to this she was not a chalala. And as Rashi states at the top of Amid, simana ba'alma over tchila shum dava kosu medaba, the tchila skilo milhava ayin sham, and we will stop over here.